Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I'm sorry, Facebook. I hope you all come back. I was trying to get Apostle Elect on the line, but for some reason, it did not. It cut the film off, the taping off. So hey, Kenny G, how are you? So like I said, I'm just trying to do what I'm doing and call it a day. We're gonna just keep going because trying to do this Facebook Live, it has ins and outs. So again, we want to talk about sisterly, brotherly love. Just say sibling love. How about that? So I'm waiting for possibly like Cecilia Kaiser to tune back in and
I'm on Blog Talk while we're waiting for the Facebook. I guess that's not working.
Just say sibling love. How about that? So what we can wait for possibly like just going to tune in. Those of you all that's watching this live, watching in the archive, I want you all to know that we're doing what we do on Friday nights. Prophet Antoine normally does we're doing Facebook Live. So it just seemed like every time we try to do something positive, the enemy try to get involved and mess things up, tear things up, or whatever he needs to try to do. But we're going to trust God. We're going to trust God that everything is going to go according to the plan that God has for this ministry. Because one thing we do know that God is not an author of confusion. So since we can't seem to get Apostle Elect on Facebook Live, what I'm going to do is have her speak through Blog Talk, which we are doing at the same time. Blog Talk and Facebook Live is running together for one program, Iron Sharpening Iron Smile 3E, Blog Talk, www, Radio Ministries. So there was a disconnect. So is it connected now, correct, Minister Margo? I hope so. So I guess this one subject, the enemy of our soul, don't want us to talk about the togetherness, the love, and the pulling together of sisters, brothers, sisters, siblings, and warfare together, spiritual warfare together. So I want you all to know when I thought about this, I thought about in the beginning of the Bible, it talks about Cain and Abel, how they were brothers, sons of Adam and Eve. They were the first sets of sons. And one brother gave an offering that he just put together like, here you go. I'm just bringing it to you. Here you go. But another brother, okay, so I'm glad you all are on, Minister Margo, for the new connection. I just want everybody to know that we're doing what God told us to do. I hope they come back. You all share this video so hopefully the viewers will come back on and people would know that we started back up. Share this video, please. So with that being said, what happened is one gave an offering where, like, you know how you're going somewhere and it's important to you and you put a lot in what you're doing, and then someone goes with you, they just go. You know, they put something on and it's like you don't even have on the proper attire for this type of atmosphere we're going in. okay? Or you just put something on just to go. Or you have on the wrong attire for the atmosphere we're going in because you're going to get what you don't want. That's another story. But back to this. The other brother gave of his first, where he gave to God what he would have kept for himself, but he gave God his first because he knew that God wanted the first fruit, your first. So the other brother got killed. I mean, the other brother killed him because he got jealous. Instead of him going to his brother asking him, how did you do this where God accepted your gift? How did you do this where God accepted your offering? How did you do this or how did you put that together? What did you do? Show me how to do it or help me get in place to do what I need to do so that when God gives me his best, I know how to give my best back. I hope you understand what I just said. You have to know when you have a sister or a brother. Now, we all know that sometimes you have a favorite sister. I don't know, this phone is acting up. You have a favorite sister, a favorite brother, or you all just, you love one not more than the other one, but you and this one have a better connection. For example, me and Apostle Elect Cecilia have a better connection as sisters because we were so close together when we were little. People always ask, were we twins? We were so close together. We're like 11 months, 11 days apart. And I always make a joke and say we're 11 months, 11 days, 11 hours, 11 minutes, 11 seconds apart. But we are 11 apart. That's how close we are. And the fact is that growing up, my mom would tell us and our dad would tell us, we had to protect. He would say, Renee, Sylvia, whatever you want to call me, you have to protect your little sister. So the way my dad broke it down, it was whatever means is necessary. You protect your little sister. So because she was my little sister and I was given the authority, if that's going to be a correct word, or I was given the privilege, my parents gave me the permission to protect my little sister, I did just that. I protected her. And I thank God for that opportunity to be able to protect my sister because that caused us to have a relationship that we knew we loved each other. I mean, it's like we were running buddies. We would play sports together. I think the only sports we didn't play together, she was started playing basketball and I started playing baseball. But it was only because in basketball you couldn't foul me and tell me you didn't try to do that on purpose. And she just said not to mess up her chance. She told me to stay on the sideline, you know, cheer from the seats. You know, go up there with the rest of the people and sit in the stands and sit up there and cheer for me. Don't come down here. So that's how that was. But we could say things to one another, not to hurt, but if we do hurt each other's feelings, we're quick to say, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that. I apologize. So a lot of people don't understand our relationship. They think that we take each other's side. No, we don't. We agree to disagree. We agree to say, my name is Wes, I ain't in that mess. We agree to say you were wrong. We call each other out. So as I was writing down my scriptures today, because when I found out that I was going to be standing in the prophet's place, I wrote down this scripture from Ephesians 4:32. It says, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. That was one of them. After I give these other two scriptures, I'm going to pause and let Apostle Elect speak. Proverbs 3 and 15. Now, this is what my sister means to me. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. No. I don't have a friend out there. I don't know anybody out there that means more to me than my sister. And especially the relationship that Apostle Elect and I have. And I'm using her because most people know me, hear me talk about her. Now, all my other sisters, I love them dearly. I really do. I love them to life. I love them every day, all day long. But me and Cecilia, Apostle Elect, we have an understanding. We kind of know how the other one think and what's going to come out of their mouth or the way they feel before. Because, like I said, when we were little, we were close like twins. Now, Proverbs 27 and 17 is a special scripture to me. I just saw it for the first time. I'll be honest. The first time in my life, I just saw it today. And it has a lot to do with this program. She told me she had started many years ago, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. And today, I thought it was just something, you know, she put together. But Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpening iron, and one man sharpens another. Now, don't get me wrong. I knew she had got it from the Bible, but to name your program Iron Sharpening Iron. So even from then, when she stayed saved and I ventured off, I'm going to let you all take a breath on that one and understand. A lot of times we don't want to tell the truth. One will stay and pray for you while the other one go play and stay away from you. Even though she stayed saved, we still kept a relationship. Even though she stayed saved, she kept praying for me and always pulling me in. And I love my sister so much, I would not say, I don't want to go to church with you. I don't want to go over there with you. I don't want to do this. Because of the way we was raised up in the church and in our house was the church. So I knew not to never run from God and definitely not run from an invitation, especially when the invitation came from my sister. My sister loved me enough that she stayed on the altar for me. She loved me enough that she prayed all day for me. My sister loved me enough that when I got sick and she was staying in other states because she was in the military when she made a career out of it, she would come and get me or come and take care of me. My sister loved me. I'm not talking about a sister that drove in from the suburbs, the south side, the west side, or the suburbs, or on either side of them towns. I mean, side of the town. I'm talking about cross state lines where you had to take a plane and it took a little time to get there. She came to see about me. Now, that's love. That's when a sister says, ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you. Now, that's love, that my sister loved me like that. So I'm going to take a pause right here, and I'm going to ask Apostle Elect if she has something to say at this time. Apostle Elect, please have something to say right now. I guess she has to unmute her phone. Okay, while we're waiting for her.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now, Apostle.
Okay. First, I want to share a few scriptures. Proverbs 7:4 says, love wisdom like a sister. Make insight a beloved member of your family. Can you imagine that? Loving wisdom like a sister. If any man lacks wisdom, we're to ask God for it, and he will give it to us liberally.
Amen.
So to love wisdom like a sister, that's powerful. 1 John 4:20 says, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? Well, for me, whether it's a brother or a sister, if you say you love God and you don't love your brother or your sister, the word says you're a liar. Romans 12:10 says, be kindly affection one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Well, that's what we do. We make the other one higher than us. We esteem them higher than us. Hebrews 13:1 says, let brotherly love continue. Okay, whether you're a brother or you're a sister, if we have the same DNA or we don't, because we call each other sisters or brother and sister, according to the word of God, we're to let it continue. There's a lady named Elizabeth Fisher. She said, a sister is both your mirror and your opposite. Can you handle your sister being your mirror and your opposite? Well, Amy Lee says having a sister is like having a best friend you can't get rid of. You know whatever you do, they'll still be there. Can you handle that? Can you handle a sister that you can't get rid of? Well, Ruth, in the Bible, 1 chapter 16-17, talks about how Ruth said, but Ruth replied, do not persuade me to leave you or go back and not follow you, for wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May Yahweh punish me and do so severely, if anything but death separate us. Are you real? Do you love your sister like that? And it also talks about sisters. We honor and we respect one another. 1 Timothy says, treat older women as if you would your mother, and treat younger women with all purity as you would your own sister. Now, are you really treating the younger women like your sister? Are you really doing that? Minister Sylvia already talked about iron sharpening iron. But see, let's talk about the types of love. We got to know what type of love we're to have for our family. Is it that erotic love? Now, let's talk about erotic love. That's that love that's misguided. It's something that it fizzles out. It's like a fire. One minute it's all hot and you got to have it. It's something you got to quickly do. But that's not the love that's sisterly. And then they have the affectionate love, that philia. That's the type of friendship love that sisters can have for each other. It's a type of platonic love, but it's without physical attraction. So I'm not talking about that perversion of sister-on-sister thing. That's a whole nother message. But this is the type of love where you and your sister, you and your brother, in this case, we call my sisters, endure hard times together. Me and Minister Sylvia, we endured hard times together as single parents, parents raising sons. And so we were there for each other. We were, when I was in the war zone, she was helping my parents with my son. When I would have to go overseas and he would have to come home to be with my parents until I got situated, she was there with them. But then there's another type of love. It's similar to phileo love because, like I said, you and your sister can be friends. But remember, it's that love without physical attraction, but it's primarily for those that are kin to you. It's primarily for those like the parent and the children, the sisters and the brothers, that childhood friend. Because some of us have friends and sisters or people we call sisters that are in organizations with us, whether it's Eastern Stars or AKAs or Deltas or the various motorcycle clubs or whatever. So who is really your sister? Who do you really respect? Who do you really esteem more than you? Who do you really honor? Do you keep saying, you know, we need to do this as sisters? You know, when you want something, you want a promotion now, you want to get this, you want to get that, and now you want to throw in your supervisor's face or your colleague's face, how can you do this or that? Because we're supposed to be sisters. Sisters don't do that. We esteem the other one more than ourselves. It's unconditional love. Like Minister Sylvia said, you agree to disagree. You agree to call each other out in love. You don't do things to hurt one another. You know, am I my brother's keeper? Well, are you your sister's keeper? Can your sister depend on you? Or will you have a type of selfish love instead of a selfless love? Sisterly love is selfless. You're sick, I got you. You need a dollar, I got you. You say you're hungry, here's a sandwich. A matter of fact, let's just split it four ways. We'll make it into quarters so that you can have some, I can have some, and our child can have some too. You got a son, I got a son. Let's split this sandwich four ways. I mean, okay, I got a cup, and it's full of Pepsi. Okay, well, let's get three more cups so that all of us can share. What a sisterly love do you have? Like the woman said, it wasn't biblical, but it was definitely something that is a type of love that God has told us to have. When you look at your sister, do you see both your mirror and your opposite? I do. When you look at your sister, do you see somebody you couldn't get rid of even if you wanted to? I do, and I love that even if we agree to disagree or someone says something and we're mad at each other, it'll be for a season because we're not going to go to bed and let the sun go down on our wrath before we get it right with each other, because what I'm going to do is go to God and say, God, show me how I could have done that better. God, show me how I could have received that in a manner that I'm not offended. Because being offended, that's of the devil. Why should we be offended for someone telling us the truth? No, the real truth is you're mad at yourself, but you're trying to deflect it to someone else. So in your sisterly love, who are you seeing when you see your sister? According to Miss Elizabeth, you should be seeing not only yourself, but your opposite. Remember, opposites attract. And in this case, it's not an affectionate attraction, but it's a attraction of love, honor, and respect. That's what I have for right now, Minister Sylvia.
Thank you so much, Apostle-elect. Minister Margo put on, we have to wait for a new connection because the connection had broke with the first video. And then when she came back on, she also said love is an action. She also says honor and respect. But at the same time, you have to treat your sister with dignity. For example, the other day I was sick and I wasn't feeling very well. And when I tell you, everything was irritating me. The light coming through the window, the light in the house, the sound of the TV, just everything was just irritating me. I was even irritating me. And I was speaking and talking with the Apostle-elect on the phone, and I was praying, and I know she was praying because God had told me, get off the phone because you're not a pleasant person. So I said to her, I said, well, I'm going to hang this phone up. I said, because I'm being so mean and irritable. And she said, yes, you are. And that hurt me so to realize the person that I love, this is my my sister is not just my sister, she's my BFF. And yes, I am my sister's keeper. And I say that because we talk every day, all day. Now, like she said, it's not a, this is not like a love story of a man and a woman. You know, this is not this type of love story. But me and my sister, we are in love with each other because we were growing up together. We knew we were all we had in our age category. We have cousins that we grew up with that are so much older than us, 6 years or more. They, it's not they didn't have time for us. They didn't have time for babies or children because they was too busy being young adults and 18, 19-year-old teenagers and so on. And I'm saying that to say this. If you have a sister or a brother and you all have differences, it's okay sometime to have to step back. I didn't say stop loving them. I say step back. And me and my sister are possibly like, we agreed that it's certain family members we're going to love the hell out of. I hope nobody got offended by that word, but that's where we're at. We have to learn how to love the hell out of people that we say we love. How can you say you love me that you haven't seen but hate your brother? I believe the apostle spoke on that. How can you say that you love me and I'm a so-called God sister or, you know, God brother, and but yet it's still your regular sister and brother? If you can't love them or they're not giving you the chance to love them, you just pray for them and love and wait for God to break that thing. Because one thing I want to say to siblings out here, stop competing with one another. Whether you all competing against each other knowingly or one is competing against the other one secretly, there is no competition between you two. If anything, you should be a pair. Mm-hmm. Like shoes come in a pair. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My glasses have a pair. I have one for each eye. My shirt has two sleeves. That's a pair of arms to go through. My pants leg. Socks come in a pair. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to pair up. And when you pair up, you're supposed to love each other through. Every day is not going to be peaches and cream, and every day is not going to be a day that one of you all don't rub the other one the wrong way. But if you do, it's okay. Go back, apologize. Go back and say, I'm sorry that I had to put myself in this position to come and ask you to forgive me for something I said, something I didn't say, something I did or something I didn't do, a place I should have been, but I didn't have time. What we need to do is make sure that we love each other out of a place. Let's not be so disrespectful. We forget to love our siblings with respect. Let's not be so disrespectful that when they tell us they don't have it or they can't do it, we get so upset with them, but we'll accept it from anybody else that says they don't have it or they can't do it. If your sibling is not able to be there for you, hey, sometimes it happens. Because, see, we put more faith on man than we do in and with God. If you depend on God and you say, God, I trust you, God, I love you, I believe you, Lord, God will make somebody come and just, what did it say, Troy? God will make somebody come and bless you out of this world. Pastor Troy, I sent the request. I don't know how to. Maybe you have to send a request to come on. I'm sorry to break in my conversation, but I'm trying to get the pastor on the video so that we can hear from a man's point of view. You know, they always say,
Minister Sylvia, don't forget that if he calls you, it's going to disrupt.
Yes.
Can you
pastor
send it
Ray,
to him again?
Me. It's going
to
stop the video. You may have to just send a request through Facebook. If you're watching, you can send me a request. I guess you have to go through the bottom bar and send a request in for to look. I just saw. Okay. Yeah. So I'm adding Pastor Troy. I'm waiting for him. Okay. Yes, Pastor Troy.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, one. I was hearing what you're saying about this, the sibling love. You know what, Ma? As much as we as siblings, we fight each other.
Yes.
When it comes down to the end of it, we should have each other's back.
Mm-hmm.
And I always like what we say to each other, how each other acts. You know, I'm going to be honest. Sometimes I look at my siblings and say, did we come from the same parents?
Yes.
Are you sure we got the same mom and dad?
Yes.
Now, they say that on the birth certificate, that we got the same mom and dad.
And we favor Saul. And we favor Saul.
I know we grew up in the same household, but do we have the same parents? Because we don't act, we have similarities,
mm-hmm.
but we are not the same person.
I right.
Think
that's true.
But and my mother always says, she says, I don't care how you argue, fuss, and fight. At the end of the day, you're still family, you're still blood, you still should have each other regardless.
Yes.
And the fact of the matter is, you know, me and Monty got into a fight one time. We was playing basketball. So, of course, you know, we are what I call height and pair. We're not short. We're not tall. But we're height and pair. We got the vision impaired. We got the hearing impaired. So, we switched teams. We was playing basketball. So, you know, we talk trash. You know, it's what we do. Westside projects. You know how we do. We talk much dodgeball while you're playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So, talking garbage to these four big old dudes, and we kill them on the court. So after the game is over with, Mikey's still talking trash, calling them bums, you know, whatever the case is. So two of them decide they're going to talk crazy to him. So I didn't say nothing. I stood back. It's just a lot of jawing, so it ain't no big deal to me. Long story short is, they got to swinging, and four of them want to jump on Monty. So then here I come, like a thief in the night. With the short man syndrome, you know, angry, and we tossing them all through Amundsen Park. And they said, after it's over with, Troy, you didn't have nothing to do with this. What made you jump in? So what you're saying is, I'm supposed to sit back
and watch
and let
you
beat
my brother.
My brother?
Mm-hmm.
Not only see my little brother. That ain't how this works. I don't know where y'all came from, but that ain't how that works. So I said that all to say this. The love that you show is the love that the Bible says, you train up a child in the way they should go.
Yes.
So when they get old, they won't depart from it. The problem is, we don't teach our children to love each other,
like
respect
that.
Me and Marcia get in arguments, and my mother would make us hug each other.
Uh-huh.
Often we'd be mad as two bulls. But her thing was, I don't care how mad you get.
That's it.
You still have to love your siblings.
Yes.
Because oftentimes that's all you have is your family at times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know it's true that sometimes some of your family is not actual blood sometimes. But when you have the opportunity to love, respect, and honor your blood, love and honor and respect your blood. That's one thing I love about the Seabury family. We sometimes may fall out, we may argue a little bit.
Teeth and tongue.
But somewhere in there, we still love each other.
Yes.
We still respect each other.
That's true.
We will eventually get over it. We'll get past it. Might take us a little while. We'll get past.
We'll get back. It's going to be like a rainstorm. It's going to pass.
Right. It's going to pass. But that's because that's been passed down from generation to generation to generation.
Yeah.
I tell my seven girls, it's not okay to, I mean, you have the sibling rivalry sometimes,
mm-hmm.
but you don't never disregard, disrespect or dishonor your siblings or your family as a whole.
Right.
Because it's a reason why we're family.
Mm-hmm.
It's a purpose for us. We are here to hold each other accountable, hold each other up, help mend the broken pieces, help love, you know, just help do things in a manner which God ordained it to happen.
Yes. You know, one thing I do know that I would not allow anybody to put their mouth on my siblings in front of me. I don't care what you hear me say. I don't care what you think I look like, I feel. You're not going to put your mouth on them, and you're not one of us.
Right.
You know, you're not one of us. You know, we can do that, but you can't.
You can't. Right.
Don't do what I try to do if you can't. That's like you're a size six, and I'm trying to fit in your pants, or you a size six, and you trying to wear my pants. Somewhere, somebody ain't going to fit, and somewhere, somebody going to bust up out of. You know what I'm saying? Stay in your lane, as they say. But
right.
One thing I do know, none of us chose who our parents was going to be or who our siblings was going to be.
True.
Like I was saying earlier, me and Apostle Elect are very close. We would talk to people together. We would make phone calls and check on people together. Because, see, one thing I do know, like you said earlier when you prayed, if one or two touch and agree. So if I say, oh, I was thinking about somebody, I say, I'm going to call her. I say, hold on, let us call them. And she'll say, yeah, let us call them, or vice versa. Because, see, while we're praying, we're going to pray together to
right.
make sure that you're covered. Because, see, a lot of times people, you tell people they praying for you, and you be like thinking, are you P-R-A-Y-I-N-G? Are you P-R-E-Y-I-N-G? Or are
yeah.
you P-L-A-Y-I-N-G?
Are you praying,
yeah.
pray, or playing? Right.
Yeah, are you praying, or playing? So a lot of times siblings have to get over the fact, too, sometimes they be madder at you and longer at mad at you than they do anybody else. And that's what I'm saying. We got to work past that. I don't want to be mad at you for 7 or 8 years, but then I can forget a person over here in 7 or 8 minutes.
That, you know, I consider it a Cain experience. Because
yeah.
here it is, yeah, if we talk biblically,
yeah.
here it is that they were, according to the Bible, they were the first two born
first
outside
two.
Of Adam and Eve,
mm-hmm.
right? So then Cain was jealous of Abel. Abel
mm-hmm.
wanted to do things according to what God ordained it to happen.
There you go.
Cain wanted to do whatever he wanted to do. And so then when God told him to get your stuff together, he got mad at his brother and killed his brother.
Yes.
All because of jealousy.
Jealousy.
And sometimes you have to understand, that's where the devil wants us to be at.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the most negativity happens at. Like you said, somebody else can do the same thing you did to me.
Or worse.
But I can forgive them in 7 or worse. I can forgive them in 7 minutes, but it takes 7 to 17 years for me to forgive you.
That's it.
But the purpose of it is to bring division, because if we come together, we have great strength.
Yes.
We have great authority. We have great power.
Yes.
And so then the enemy of our soul, the powers of this rulers and darkness in high places, want to make sure that we stay divided.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knows that if coming together, we're unstoppable.
That's
but divided, there's a possibility for them to
yes.
step in and to bring destruction in us mentally, emotionally, spiritually, even physically.
That's it. Because, like we were both saying, when I first started this section off tonight, this program, the devil didn't want us to talk about this. So he got in the middle of it, and he cut the first video off, the Facebook Live, and I talked about the first twin, Adam and I call them the twins, Cain and Abel, where it was about the jealousy, you know. And one thing is that I don't know how I see people, they when they hug you, they embrace you. But then when they hug their sister or brother, like you got the cooties.
That church,
tap, tap, step back. I'm only hugging you in the house of the Lord because it's required of me. Other than that, you know, I just want us to understand that it's okay to forgive your sibling. It's okay to step back and step out on faith, because a lot of times we have, possibly like I said earlier, we have God sisters and God brothers. And we have to step back and say, okay, I miss this person. You know, I have a God brother. Me and him are so very close, very close. And I have not, it was not a week go past we haven't talked. And I realized in the last couple of months, we've been so close over the years, I truly miss my brother. He's not a God brother to me anymore. He's a brother. And I truly miss him. And we just have to pick up the phone, even if you don't have a long conversation or a lot to say, send a text out. I just didn't say stop by. I just text by to say I love you. You know, so as your mother taught us, we got to love the hell out of them.
That's true.
We got to. We got to love the hell out of them, because when it all comes down, God is going to say, so what did you do? What did you do about it? You sat on the side waiting for them to call you too?
Right.
So, no, I love my family. Like you said, the way we were raised up to love one another. If we had to hug each other, you better not be musty and had to hug them. Woo!
When I get done hugging, I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Smell like, they said, musty than a nanny girl.
Yeah, but like Apostle Lex said a couple of weeks ago, my mama and my daddy told us, you better not be talking about each other, and you better not be handling each other a certain kind of way. So what we did to hurt the other, we talked about your best friend. Yeah, that's what we did. I would say, your friend over there with that nappy head or something like that, well, your friend is. We talked about each other friends, because we knew that was the only way we was going to get away with trying to hurt each other's feelings, because they wasn't having it at 35-11. Now, you go to bed with a pocket head, they wouldn't have it that. So I'm going to get Apostle Elect to come back on the line and share some things with the both of us. She'll tell you we talked about each other friends like, oh, my goodness.
I think we talked about each other friends and each other.
No, we couldn't talk about each other because we didn't know how to stop. Yeah, Margo, 35-11, baby, 35-11. They wasn't having that. That 35, if you look at it, if you add that 3 and 5 together, it was 8. Put another 1 on it, it became 9-1-1.
So over that
Kaiser
house.
That's it. Over that Kaiser house, baby. Well, if I put it like this, it was 35-11. The 5 and the 3 add together was 8, and we lived on the first floor. There your other one, it made up. You going to call 911 before the day is over. They didn't play that. And we all was raised under that Seabury blood. Minister Margo, no. You know. I know. Apostle Leg, no. The Seaburys will have this thing called, I hit you with anything I find. If I find a stitcher cord, you're going to be the outlet. That's it. If I find a stitcher cord, you're going to be the outlet. If I get my hand on a boot, Tina learned how to be tight with that boot looking at our parents. You know, we learned some stuff. You don't play when it comes to the family with being disrespectful and stuff like that. Like you said, Apostle said, hug them, till I say stop, till the thing breaks.
She did. Yeah. She made us hug until she felt like it was a calm, yeah. Because, you know, one thing about little boys, we get enraged. Mm-hmm. Our testosterone get real high, and our ego and our pride get involved. And we want to go to fisticuffs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, and you fight your brothers and your siblings like you fight people in the street. And that's
yeah.
not how
it's supposed to be. Yeah, so all I know is I guess it happens to tomboys too, because Pastor Troy, Lord, you was talking about them guys wanted to fight Monty. A letter apostle, let me tell you, they told me this girl was messing with my sister's apostle, Cecilia. We was in school, and the girl happened to be transferring into school with her mother. She looked like the girl they said was messing with my sister, and I beat up the wrong girl. You ain't messing with my sister. You ain't messing with my sister.
You beat up the wrong girl.
Yeah, she was a new student coming into school. I'm just saying thank God for deliverance. Thank God for mindset changing. I thank God because, man, like people, when you love a person, you're not going to let nobody talk about them. You're not going to let nobody try to hurt them. You're not going to let nobody do anything out of place when it comes to your sibling. At least you shouldn't. But if you are in a situation where you don't mind somebody hurting your siblings, you need to take that to Jesus. You need to get on the altar. You need to find out, why is this okay with me? Why is this okay with me to feel like this about my sibling? Why is it okay with me? I don't get that. So,
you know, like I said, we are grown. As we mature, we change what we think, how we think, how we act, and what's important and what's not important. So
that's true. Apostle Elect, you have anything you want to say before we end the program?
I just wanted to remind us that whether it's your battle buddy or whether it's your God brother, your God sister, when you really love a person like a sister or a brother, that's a strong love. It's a strong bond that cannot be broken. And when we learn how to love God, that's when we're able to have that strong love for our brothers and our sisters. And a lot of people that can't, that you were talking about, that give those fish hugs, it's because most of the time when they look in the mirror, they don't like what they see, and they have to start seeing God so that they can love themselves, love God, and then we can love one another, because a strong love is definitely the kind of love that we have for one another in the Seabury family, and I thank God for it, because whether you're Minister Margo, or whether you're Elder Montgomery, or whether you're Pastor Troy, or Minister Sylvia, or Minister Sheila, we don't care. We're still going to love you, even if you don't love us. Like we said, we're going to love the hell out of you until you either get delivered or we just learn how to agree to disagree that we're not going to be immature with you.
That's true. That's like Evangelist Lasagna Allen is on. She's a cousin of ours. We love her. You know, we love everybody, every family member. Brother, we see you every day and talk to you every day. We want you all to know we love you all, and there's nothing you can do about it. In this family, me and Pastor Troy, we always laugh and say it's not safe for us to sit by each other in church, but whenever we go to church, we be looking forward to sitting by each other because we know we're going to enjoy ourselves. Me and Apostle Elect, we go to church together. We go in a lot of places together. She just say to me, Renee, I'm not fooling with you today. I'm not fooling with you today. Because she know if she sees certain things, she just basically say, nope. She'll just walk away because she like, I'm not fooling with you today. Lasagna say she'll get on their nerves with loving them. That's how I feel. We have to love the hell out of people. We got to get on their nerves. I'd rather for a person to say, here she come again, I ain't with all that love, than for somebody to say something else about, why I'm coming. So I just want you to know, Pastor Troy, I thank you for joining in on tonight. I thank you for taking the time out to spend some time with us on tonight. I thank all the viewers that's looking at it live and in the archives. We thank you all for tuning in, listening to us tonight. I thank Apostle Elect for talking on the phone. She tried to get on Facebook, but I don't know why I wouldn't let her through. But I just, anytime we try to do something, we know that the enemy know it's going to be powerful. So he tried to block it, like Apostle Elect just put up there, love you DNA. Yes, I love my DNA. the people I'm related to, I don't want to be related to nobody else, because what God has done, he's done a good work.
Yeah.
In this bloodline. Pastor Troy always talking about how nice looking he is. I feel the same about me.
Hey.
I may be older, but baby, it's still some good wine in this bag. I still look good to myself. So I'm saying that to say that when you love yourself, Apostle, like I said, when you look in the mirror, you don't like what you see. But when you love yourself, you can love anybody else that's around you. So, Pastor, I know you got to go, but again, I thank you so much
for
joining. Thank you. I love you to life. I look forward to every time I see you on Facebook. If I can catch it live, I love it. But if I can't, I go back and look it over. And I just sit back and say, God, I want to talk about sibling love. How can we get it right again? I don't want to love people in the street so much I forget to love my sisters. I forget to love my brothers. You know I have some older sisters that have children my age that I really can't get a relationship with them like I want to, because they haven't learned to talk to me. They try to talk above me because they have kids my age. So a lot of times they feel like there's nothing I can teach them or tell them because they have kids my age. Yeah, it's hard to believe, but I got some sisters that's that old. You know, so we just have to learn how to love each other where we at. Just keep it in front of God. Minister Margo said, look how far love has brought us. Yes, it has.
Yeah.
That because we know as when we were younger, our parents kept us together. So if we didn't have no friends in the street, we didn't have to worry about it because there was so many of us. Our whole church was family.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. We had,
except for Annie and Mildred, everybody else was still there.
Well, we had family, we had friends and family day because all family was there. We just had to bring some friends in. So, you know, a lot of people don't experience that growing up. But when we had family dinners, it was like a true banquet. You know, because everybody brought their kids. We just saying, we thank God for our upbringing. We was brought up, spare the rod, spoil the child. We was brought up, train up a child in the way that they should go. We was brought up to love your sister or your brother with all your heart. We was brought up to protect one another, physically and verbally. Because I do love the, what's his name, Esau and his brother.
Jake, yeah.
One, the younger one. Was gonna,
Jake,
yeah, the older one was going to serve the younger one. And as I was saying earlier, with my sister, Apostle Elect decided to stay saved, and I was out there doing my thing, and she was constantly doing what she was doing, inviting me to participate on this iron sharpening iron, which I found today is Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. When she asked me to be a part of this, I was too scared to say no to her. I was too scared to say no to God. Because, see, I don't mind being the older sister serving the younger sister. Because all my life, I was asked by my parents to protect her. So that's my testimony and my sibling that I have a close bond relationship with. So with that being said, we're going to end the program on tonight. Again, thank everybody for tuning in. Blog Talk, thank everybody for tuning in on Facebook. I thank Pastor Troy, Apostle Elect, Minister Margo. Patricia was on early, Patricia Williams. I thank God for Evangelist Pat Walnut. I thank everybody for just tuning in. And if you have a sibling, go back and try to reconnect with them. Go back and try to talk with them. See if you can love them out of a place. If they don't let you love them out of a place, I'll tell you what you do. Keep them on the altar. Keep praying for them. Don't give up. Don't give in. Stay on the altar for them, because somebody got to pray them through. I thank God for our next generations. We're going to keep our family up before God. We're going to keep everything before God. And notice that our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And loving your sister and brother is one of these things that's added unto you. This Sunday coming up is Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. This Monday is the third Monday, which will be Minister Margot McCord at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the third Friday, I'm going to see if Prophet Antoine wants to do the third Friday, because I'm doing his night for him tonight. If not, I will be doing the third Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to say to you all again, thank you so much. I love you, Apostle-elect Cecilia. I love you, Minister Margot. I love you, Pastor Troy. I love you, Evangelist. I want to say Sonia, but I'm going to go by your name on here, Lasagna Adams. I just want to say I love the Lord with all my heart, and I thank God for what he's doing with me and my family. So thank you all for staying on a little later than normal, staying with us on tonight. But we're doing what God told us to do, and he told us to share his word, and his word is love. And it says your ministry starts at home. So start your ministry off at home. It's never too late. Pastor Troy said it last night. People say, I'm going to wait till they get themselves together. You can never get yourself together. God will get you together. Because I told you, my sister stayed on the altar for me. Even though I didn't get myself together, I decided to surrender to God in each day. As Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Each day God added on more desire to know him. So don't wait till you get yourself together. Come on over. God say you know the way, and if you don't, just throw your hands up and ask him each and every day to forgive you of your sins and lead you and guide you and send you to a place that's going to teach you the word, not teach you how to be saved, because if they teach you the word and you study it, God will come into your spirit and teach you how to be saved. Then he will put leaders in your life that will lead and guide you. Okay, you all, thank you all for joining in. Amen. Good night. Love you. Share this video. See you next week. Bye.